Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ted Ford. Batting second. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting third. The first baseman, John Ellis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting fifth. The DH, Dave Duncan. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Rusty Torres. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Leo Cardenas. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tom Ragland. Batting ninth. The catcher, Alan Ashby. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Kekik. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting third. The center fielder, Merv Rettenmund. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting fifth. The DH, Kurt Motten. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Fuller. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Doug DeCinces. Batting ninth. The catcher, Sergio Robles. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Cuellar. And now, play ball. Ted Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a fly ball into right field. Fuller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ragland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich takes first base on ball four. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor takes first base on ball four. Grich moves to second. Kurt Motten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motten hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Orioles. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Baker now playing second base. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Robles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two. With the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a fly ball into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sergio Robles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robles takes first base on ball four. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellinger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ragland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a fly ball into right field. Fuller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0 for 1 in the game. Rettenmund takes first base on ball 4. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cardenas fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Kurt Motten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motten is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Motten hits a fly ball into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellis hits a fly ball into right field. Fuller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 1 in the game. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeCinces fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuller strikes out. One out. Enos Cabal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cabal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spikes throws the ball into Duffy, who tags Cabal trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 0 for 1 in the game. DeCinces hits a fly ball into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cuellar fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 1 in the game. Torres takes first base on ball 4. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenas hits a fly ball into right field. Fuller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland is 0 for 1 in the game. Ragland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Torres moves to second. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Sergio Robles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robles is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Robles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ragland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Bellinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bellinger moves to second. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rettenmund takes first base on ball 4. Bellinger moves to third. Baker moves to second. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Baylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bellinger scores. Baker scores. Rettenmund moves to third. It's 5-0, Orioles. Kurt Motten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Ashby and he is safe. Baylor steals second. Kurt Motten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motten is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Motten hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rettenmund scores. Baylor moves to third. It's 6-0, Orioles. Dick Bosman now pitching. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 2 in the game. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ragland fields it and throws to second for the out. Baylor scores. Two outs. It's 7-0, Orioles. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 2 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeCinces fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 2 in the game. Ellis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Robles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 2 in the game. Spikes hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 0 for 2 in the game. DeCinces strikes out. 1 out. Sergio Robles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robles is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Robles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cardenas fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Baker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ellis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 2 in the game. Duncan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Torres hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardenas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ragland hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeCinces fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks, Rettenmund hits a fly ball into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kurt Motten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motten is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Motten hits a fly ball into left field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0 for 2 in the game. Ashby hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fuller. Ashby reaches second base with a double. Ted Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 3 in the game. Ford strikes out. 1 out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Duffy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ashby moves to third. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 3 in the game. Ellis hits a fly ball into center field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ashby tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 7-1, Orioles. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 3 in the game. Spikes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Duffy moves to second. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Duncan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Fuller hits a fly ball into left field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ellis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cabell for the out. Two outs. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 0 for 3 in the game. DeCinces strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Torres hits a fly ball into right field. Fuller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cardenas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cabell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ragland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Ashby hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-3, Orioles. Ted Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 4 in the game. Ford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.